the 14th annual Salute to American Holiday Consumerism, where we go through all of the Black Friday deals and tell you what, if anything, is worthwhile.
Hot waffle is worthwhile.
Spirit horses, I guess, are a popular thing with
what
the kids.
What is that? What is a spirit horse?
It's a plastic horse with a little doll that comes
come
with
on,
it.
Come on, come on.
You get
it's
three
a
of them.
Ghost that follows you around.
Three horses, three dolls, $20 at Target. Guaranteed to get little girls to leave you alone for a couple of hours.
They show a little Spanish male gay boy playing with those?
No. No. But they do have an African-American child over here playing with the STEM encouragement kit.
What?
So, yeah.
STEM what? Encouragement?
STEM? Yeah.
Is like this is with horses?
No,
first
no.
thing I think is animal husbandry.
No, this is like, this is little Tykes,
oh,
like science experiments
technology.
For kids. Yes.
Oh, like
math?
STEM,
engineering
like STEM
and math.
Cell.
Yeah.
I
no,
gotcha.
Science, technology, engineering.
I thought
and math.
It was, honestly, it looks like
yeah,
a, it looks like a potting table to me. I thought it
yeah,
was plants.
Yeah. Get some kids into STEM when cell research because I'm going to need a new liver soon. I'm up for that. I'm up for that. Buy that for the kids.
Listen, if you just CRISPR. Played your card
my heart
right.
is already gone. I need a new liver.
What is that? Was that CRISPR?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does CRISPR? Your child need an SUV?
Yes.
You
get, but first, I need to get a child. Where do I get one of those?
$124 yeah. bucks. Get you an SUV for your child. For $249 bucks, you can get a genuine fake off-road vehicle nice. For your child.
So, wait, it's a genuine fake?
Yeah, it's a real fake off-road vehicle. Looks like an off-road vehicle, but that's not going off-road.
Plastic
listen, under any circumstances.
Do you know any road? How many times am I stuck behind an SUV that takes 10 hours to go over a speed bump? I'm like, your car was designed to go off-roading. Why are you taking baby steps?
I don't get it either.
I have an old car. I just go right over those things. And I'm like,
giant
I don't care.
Things.
If you
me
go over them faster, it's
before.
Actually easier.
Here's something
you
a bunch of people are doing
yeah,
this
go
year.
Yeah, faster. It's like, yeah.
Gloves for a buck.
Weed. Gloves
that's
for
like
a buck.
That's like those flip-flops
I
for
like
a dollar.
That.
For a
buck.
Navy
gloves?
Does.
Gloves for a buck.
That's not bad. Disposable
like
gloves.
You get a pair. Here's
are they
some.
Plastic? Like yard gloves?
They're like
no, no, no. They're like knit gloves. Yeah. I don't know what they're made out of, but it's some sort of polystyrene ester.
Yeah, and it's going to be like, on me, they'll come to like here.
It'll be like an Afghan when you put them on where there's all the holes in it.
Probably.
Yeah. It's like, gee, my hands are still cold. Well, the gloves were a buck.
Yeah, the gloves were a buck.
You should have just wrapped
spend
your fingers
10
in.
Spend 10 next time.
Just wrap your fingers in the money.
The other thing everybody's got this holiday season, these are $5.
Hives.
Graphic Christmas t-shirts.
I have a massive problem with this.
I kind of like these.
This ugly sweater thing.
It no, 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 these are the ugly sweaters. These are t-shirts.
That's just stupid. Who's wearing t-shirts in the cold?
You're wearing the bed.
Are they,
that's it.
Are they Christmas t-shirts?
They're Christmas
I mean, I know
t-shirts.
They have,
see, I like
I know it's
ones.
Hot
they're
in
amazing.
California
the
or whatever.
Shirts are amazing.
When are you going to wear that? It's like 10 degrees outside.
I wear t-shirts almost every day.
But it's not 10 degrees everywhere necessarily. But,
but this is a t-shirt with a funny saying on it, like Merry Elfin Christmas.
I'm very
right,
solidly...
You wear it in bed.
I'm
that's
solidly in the and then no more funny shirts and stuff.
But
I'm
then
just,
no
like,
one
over
sees it.
You
what's
turn
the
heat
point?
Up to like 80 at your house so you can wear your t-shirt.
Listen,
and
I
then
pay
you
for the heat.
Flaunt
so that
it
does
around.
Not happen.
You flaunt it around to your friends and family and say, "Look at this funny t-shirt I got."
That dog looks so pissed at life.
Family
is it
pajamas.
The Grinch dog.
Family pajamas.
Come on.
It's got the
like
dog.
The whole family gets in like a pair of fundies,
including pajamas for the dog.
For the dog.
Not we're that's not talking awesome. Like a
do
little
do they have pajamas
cape.
For a cat?
I no. was just about to ask that as a
because
cat owner.
You try and put pajamas on a cat, the cat will
he
rightfully
would
murder
hello.
You.
He would market murder us in our sleep. Exactly.
He would market it himself,
don't
though.
They, like, just
aren't they
go,
the cat's
like, right away?
Wait, aren't the they the cat's pajamas?
Oh.
They market themselves.
No.
Hello.
By the way, pointing out the photos in Target once again, I think I've seen the mom in this family hanging around the bar.
Really?
Not the
Molly's
good bar.
Molly's like deeper on that
the,
list of
the bar at the
ish.
Edge of town, just off the highway.
Teasing.
And there is no way that this girl is his daughter.
What?
So you know?
What do you mean they hired unrelated people to do something?
I'm saying
to sell
that
people
I'm
things?
Saying this is a blended family,
oh, yeah.
and I know the story with her.
No.
Oh.
You know?
Yikes, Derek.
Yeah.
I got a comment on that.
I know.
That was from her Haitian weekend.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, yeah, she came home with that.
We have
she was
which is the child and the husband.
You mean the dog,
the child
right?
And the husband.
The dog.
Yeah.
You were talking about the dog.
Baby monitors, half price.
Again, I got to get a baby first.
Why do you, first of all, if you want to monitor your baby, get one that costs retail price. That's good.
But it's like,
not a half price baby monitor to learn that the kid had SARS or whatever. You know?
When you get seven of these.
It's like, come on.
Or I don't know, you can just pay attention to your baby, no?
Yeah. Sudden infant death syndrome.
SIDS.
SIDS, yeah.
When you
but
get
SARS is like the other thing.
When you get seven of these from your friends.
They're all bad. All the S's.
This Christmas, now you know where they came from. It's Target. Half price baby monitor.
I say just pay attention to your own kid, because isn't that how it's supposed to work?
$6 off flannel sheets, not a doorbuster.
I love flannel, though.
Here's
flannel's
these
sexy.
Things are still popular.
Flannel is sexy, even in 2018.
Now,
flannel
here's
is warm.
Here's something
flannel's
else
great.
That
warm
everyone has sexy. This holiday season that I don't get. Air fryers.
I don't even know what
that
is.
Very popular, because people think they're healthy,
what is
but you're
that?
Still eating.
What is that? I feel like my
it's basically like a convection oven
Earl.
Kind of
what
circulates
is that?
The air. It was very good. Gilbert Gottfried, actually. You put and you're putting like a tablespoon of oil or something in the bottom of it, and then air it circulates like
what's
a convection
my,
oven.
My tenants
what's
have
oil? What's
my
air?
Tenants have something like that.
You have tenants
plugged in, yeah.
Everybody's got an air fryer.
I have two of them.
I saw somebody buy one for like $10 at Goodwill on the
but they
on
have
the
one.
Reddit
are those the ones that you plug into the wall?
What's a
yeah.
Into an outlet or whatever?
As opposed to what?
No, it runs on air. Yeah, you got to plug it in.
No, but you know how like you
digital
put
controls.
Things like
that?
You know where you have the sticks that you stick in like a little bottle,
what
you know,
is,
like
a
an air purifier thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
This is crazy.
My mom used to have them.
Does
but
this have
you still have to plug it into.
Does this have anything to do with chicken wings? Because we're talking about chicken wings here.
Yeah. They do work fairly well, and you can also cook other things. You don't have to fry in them. You can apparently cook like steaks and things like that
chicken?
In them as well. But again, to me, it's just sort of like a convection oven. To me, I would just keep my. I have a convection oven.
Who's cooking a steak in this thing? It's like 6 inches across.
I know.
You gotta
I'm
cube
not
the
saying
steak.
I don't do it. Don't get mad at me.
And who wants fried steak? Yeah.
Country fried steak's pretty good.
Yeah, it is delicious.
No, chicken fried steak?
Not really.
Anything breaded and fried is
anything
delicious.
Breaded and fried.
Well, I mean,
good.
Maybe not a sneaker, but you know.
Even a person.
Not. Only free range for me.
Clarice.
The Roomba has broken the $200 barrier.
What's the
Roomba?
Roomba.
It's like crazy thing that zips around the room and doesn't do anything.
I thought you were talking about the exercise class at first. Yeah. What's that?
Zumba.
That's a Woomba.
Zumba.
Oh,
okay.
No. Isn't there a Woomba too?
The Zumba's way
it's like a baby.
Woomba is a. Never mind.
Yeah. Here is why the Roomba has broken the $200
similar
barrier.
To a vulva.
Because Roomba lost the exclusive rights to make Roomba-esque things, a bunch of other companies have now come out with like $100 vacuums that are terrible.
They lost their license?
It's
they
like
didn't
a fire hazard wandering around your house.
The patent expired.
Which room should I set on fire next?
It wasn't
next?
Even that the patent expired. They were basically told that the concept was not unique enough to prevent somebody else from making it. So, and they tried to make that argument. They're like, no, but, you know, it's round. And they were like, round is not patentable. Sorry. So, a bunch of companies make cheap versions of the Roomba now. So now Roomba makes its own cheap version. The good Roomba is still $500-$600.
Is it called the good Roomba?
Yes. You want to look
the
for
good
it's,
Roomba.
There's
the
a little seal on the box that says the good one. I don't know how well this one works, but it's normally $299. It's $100 off on Friday, so
that's
if
good.
You know if you
I'm
got
like get off your ass and just vacuum
got,
the floor.
If you got rugs, it's worth doing, right? You can use it on hardwood too.
I think the $199 one is probably better on hardwood than it is on rugs.
Yeah,
just a theory that I've got. All right, Kmart.
Yeah, pick up a broom. You're right.
If you can
does
find
Kmart,
one.
I was going to say, does Kmart still exist?
Yeah, the one right over here in Somerville.
Yeah.
Worst one
there's
ever.
There's one in Billerica still.
Yes, stepping, I've been that one.
I keep it in business.
Stepping up their game. But part of this is a problem because they're doing the points thing. Oh. So we're going to skip the points thing and we're going to get right to what
wait,
they
so
have.
Wait, so Sears is closing but Kmart is not. Are they not part of the same?
They're both closing.
Oh.
But the Kmarts are closing faster than the Sears are, basically.
Blue light specials.
So here we go.
Their Black Friday doorbuster deals are the fixtures from the store.
Kmart used to be one of the Black Friday leaders.
And the employees.
And they got a few deals
uniforms.
In here that are sort of like, all right, I'll take this. $5, you can get a 5-speed hand mixer, a 2-slice toaster, or an electric can opener.
I don't trust any of those for $5.
What if I want 1 slice?
It's Proctor Silex.
What is that?
It's not.
I still feel like
it's you know. I mean, they're usually $10, so they're half off.
Proctor who?
Proctor Silex. They've been around for a while.
Just give up toast; it's cheaper.
Yeah.
That's true. $7 Joe Boxer.
I don't eat bread that much anymore.
$7 Joe Boxer PJ pants for men and women.
I make bread.
You could get those at the job lot for about that same price, I think. True story.
Molly's taking a nap. What happened?
$10 jeans?
Taking a nap.
She's plotting different ways she's going to ruin Derek's day tomorrow because of that comment earlier.
$10 jeans.
I'm just teasing.
$5 Barbie dolls. And we always like the $5 Barbie dolls at Kmart because anybody can get one and you can get a couple of them. So that's a
I still have our Barbies.
If you have
Barbies
a
from,
young
used
daughter.
To have Barbies.
I want a Barbie naked, with though. Purple hair.
Barbie's naked.
I want a purple hair Barbie.
Kmart is also leading in child maiming this holiday season.
My brother gave my Barbie cornrow once. They're still braided like that. It's kind of amazing.
I want like hair all over, like a Sasquatch purple Barbie.
Hundreds
anatomically.
$5. It's worth it. I'd buy 10 of them.
Punk rock Barbie.
$170 bucks.
Set them on fire.
This is $180 off. This is more than 50% off.
What?
The 12-foot trampoline with enclosure.
I think it's also
there
called.
There you go.
I think
it's keeping that ankle inside.
Also known as a leaf catcher. Yeah.
So the enclosure keeps the kids from bouncing out.
Yes, and with their broken. It also keeps them enclosed when they break their ankle, so you don't have to get them right away.
This one comes with a free jump and jam basketball kit.
I thought it was they should come with a free splint.
You can play ball and do the trampoline. That's awesome.
A free ride to the hospital.
That you mount to the enclosure. You mount it on the enclosure.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
So that the children are encouraged to fling themselves at the enclosure.
Like Spud Webb.
And see if it actually works.
I'll be honest.
Which it does not.
You should get a free ride to the hospital in an ambulance.
These kids today, they need a little toughening up. Okay? I read a thread the other day on the internet that half of these kids are afraid to drive.
Yeah.
They're in their 20s. They don't have licenses because they're afraid of getting in an accident.
You remember
Spud what happened?
Webb? He was awesome. He was a skywalker. He was amazing.
Who?
Spud Webb.
Budweiser.
Smallest guy in like the NBA used to be able to bounce and just fly.
He could jump his own height.
He's amazing. Yeah.
He could like vertical leap his own height.
That is pretty cool. I'm going to buy that for me, and then I'm going to probably die the next day.
Once again at Kmart this year, buy one, get
one. I'll be able to sink one.
Buy one, get one for a dollar. Shoes for the whole family.
Shoes?
Yeah. I don't know.
How much is the regular?
And once again,
I
don't know if you're buying half of the pair and you get the other half of the pair for a buck, or if you're buying a pair and you get a pair for a buck.
You're getting the pair.
Are they Nikes?
What they're basically saying is we're charging you double.
This includes boots for her, by the way, which is a popular.
Not for me.
Not for her.
It is W.
Not that one.
It is WMFO Medford. We're going to take a quick break. Give you some gift ideas. You know, it's a great gift for people.
Brock's.
Chris Earl will agree with me on this
caramels.
One.
Brock's caramels.
Give
cash.
The gift.
Yes.
Cash. Cash. Cash is always a good one.
Oh, you got a good one. What is it?
Give the gift of movies.
Yeah, I like that idea.
People like movies. So here's some movies that you might want to give somebody this holiday season.
Airport. In the air and on the ground, action, suspense, excitement that never lets up. Starring Burt Lancaster, Dean Martin, George Kennedy, more than a dozen top stars. Airport comes roaring at you with the power of a 747 at full throttle.
Grab him, he's got a bomb! You stay where you are! Don't try to get any closer. You'll kill yourself or nothing if you explode that bomb. Your insurance is canceled, it's worthless.
This airport is staying open. You're blocking my runway. Petroni, he'll take over.
He tears his ship apart. I hope you've got $8 million to pay for it.
I'll have this out of here by midnight.
If I have to pull that plane out with my teeth.
The number one novel of the year, now an overpowering motion picture. The Ross Hunter production, Airport, from Universal. Rated G, all ages.
Everybody's got the fever. Saturday Night Fever. Paramount Pictures presents Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta as Tony Manero, the king of the discos. Every guy wants to dance like him. Every girl wants to be with him. Saturday Night Fever. Catch it. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please lower your aerial when entering Universal Studios Car Wash?
Car Wash. A typical day in L.A. Car Wash, yeah. Mr. Richard Pryor is Daddy Rich.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Why don't you climb on board and believe in me? Because it's better to have money and not to need it than to need it and not to have it.
Well, praise this car, honey.
Thank you, miss.
Michael Najai, Professor Irwin Corey, and George Carlin as the cabbie.
We will go anywhere. We are not yellow. Now, get it? It's no kind of a slur in the Chinese or anything like that.
Special guest, the Pointer Sisters, and a full disco soundtrack. From Universal Pictures, it's a clean movie.
Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success. And a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well,
and
I...
all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they look so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. It is Thanksgiving Eve, which means our 14th annual salute to American holiday consumerism, and I am loath to do this.
Oh, no.
Oh, he has a bag of goodies.
Because I hear food, and I'm happy.
Because...
is there food?
The kids are already riled up tonight.
Oh, you've got some kind of fancy, crazy,
stuffing.
Crazy.
You're opening them upside down. That's going to bother me.
Particularly Chris Earle.
Sorry.
Is hopped
holy
up tonight.
Cow.
Probably doesn't need
any. My whole world almost just came crashing down.
Probably doesn't
something
need
something that
more
makes me angry.
Stimulation.
anyway. You need help with
can
that?
I help?
Yeah, no, I got this. So we have our traditional.
I'm in true form.
The traditional Trader Joe's seasonal turkey and stuffing chips.
I'm not being that person. I'm just curious.
They had them for, you know, sample yesterday. And
wait, did
amazing.
We have these yesterday, last year or
yes,
no?
Yeah, they're very good.
Oh, and then the peppermint bark Oreos are to die for.
Peppermint bark Oreo?
They're so good. I bought them to bring to work and they were gone within a few hours.
Now these are turkey stuffing and seasoned kettle chips.
You know what?
Highly coveted and very difficult to find Target exclusive M&M's hot cocoa flavor.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
So these things
are
like...
These chips are not bad. They're so good. Salty.
They smell like gravy and
not Derek's
stuffing.
Gravy.
I love those chips.
I know.
these chips are awesome.
What's the worst food you could eat on the radio?
That's not bad.
I would say potato chips.
Chips are probably up there.
Yeah chips and gum.
Please crunch away from the microphone.
Mm.
I'm doing it on purpose.
And they're kettle chips, which makes things even worse.
Yeah.
So it is WMFO Medford. It is the night before Thanksgiving.
Thanks,
and every
Uncle
year,
Derek.
Every year I fill up this
thank
studio
you,
with idiots.
Am I supposed to open these?
Oh, yeah. I take offense to that.
And we talk about everything that's going
so
on.
So now I'm a midget, right I'm way fat, and I'm an idiot.
No, wait, okay.
Molly is not going to get you a nice
dang
gift.
I never said
Derek,
any of
I'd
those
sleep
things
with one eye open, hun.
Yeah, I think I may need to.
Jeez.
Maybe on the couch. I think he's going to be on the couch.
Sleep over Chris's or something.
He's going to be sleeping on Legos on the couch.
I'm just yanking his chain. He knows that.
I'm being accused of things
sleeping
that didn't happen.
Sleeping on Legos in the couch.
I'm just messing with them.
You guys are going to think I'm weird.
I'm going for a peppermint back Oreo.
I promised off the top of the show.
Very nice.
That someone was really stepping up their game.
This Black Friday.
Ooh, that's right. Chris Earle.
Forgot all about that.
I am impressed, I must say. Best Buy.
Really?
Is really stepping up their game this Black Friday. They used to be like the guys. And the last couple of years have been falling off. Let me tell you something. They're doing some really, really good doorbusters this year. We have, this is another one of those.
Oh, these Oreos are delicious.
No, this isn't a Roku. This is the Toshiba 4K Ultra HD with HDR. Smart TV, 43 inches, $130.
That's great.
Wow.
What a great deal.
That's a good
$200
deal.
Off. They got a Samsung 4K Ultra HD. This is a 65-inch TV, $600. Huh. And then they've got an LG 4K Ultra HD. That is a 70-inch TV, $700.
$700?
Yeah.
That's great.
Any one of those three TVs. The Toshiba at that price... you're not really going to notice 4K at that size anyway, but it's a smart TV.
Oh, I will.
It's got Amazon Fire built into it. And at that price, it is sensational. You can't beat that. Movie deals on Blu-ray. What do we got? We got Coco for $7 on Blu-ray. Deadpool 2, $7 on Blu-ray.
I heard Coco was good.
Avengers Infinity War. $7 on Blu-ray.
Wow. Great, great.
Didn't that
movie
just come out?
Yeah.
Probably my favorite movie of the year.
Great movie. Black Panther, $7 on Blu-ray.
Wow.
Like, this is stuff, if people don't have it, they want it this holiday season.
That's a good movie.
And $7. We have a nice deal here. This is a Dell Inspiron 15.5-inch touchscreen laptop with a Core i5 chip, 8 gigabytes of memory, 256 gigabytes of
Molly
RAM.
Molly wants one, I think.
$399.99
Derek.
Go away.
Is she having a seizure? What's happening?
I just bought you a computer 2 years ago.
Try four.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was that long.
I had it before we moved into our house, and we've been in our house 3 years. So
listen, you guys
years.
Need to get a Google thing because I want to spy on you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who you are.
We're
never
not
met
that
you
interesting, I swear.
I don't know. I would watch it if you had a show.
Xbox One. This is the Xbox One X, 1 terabyte model.
Mm-hmm.
This is the super nice one with the 4K capability. Comes with Battlefield 5, $429.99. So that's $70 off to begin with. Plus, you get a free controller. And those second controllers, Winston, you will tell us $60, right?
Yeah. What happened to these consoles
that
just coming with one controller?
That's what I'm saying, Chris.
How much of a loser do you have to be?
Well, that's the thing. It's like you got it. But that's why
they
this
dropped
is,
it to one. It's horrible.
That's why this is a great, great deal on this.
You should always get two.
I agree.
Always get two.
The KitchenAid 500 stand mixer, which
I don't
everybody.
I think it's right that they charge you extra for a second controller.
I don't either.
Everyone who doesn't have one of these wants one of these. $280
except
off, $219.99.
What is that thing again?
That is the KitchenAid 500 series stand mixer.
I don't have that one, but I have a KitchenAid already.
That's pretty good.
I got a mixer too.
That's a good one. These were generally $299 last Christmas. This is $219.
I love mixing stuff.
So they've knocked the price further back down on that.
Make some blueberry muffins.
Buy a DNA kit, get a $10 Best Buy gift card.
Get a DNA kit.
Because when you think DNA testing, you think Best Buy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, apparently the 23andMe people are just shoving this thing out everywhere for anybody who wants one.
Yeah, that's to get them off the shelves.
Yeah, right. So there's that. They've also got Google Home Surveillance, $24 off, $25.
What do you do, spit in a thing and then mail it back to them? Is that how
it
works?
Yeah, you spit in it.
Pretty much. Mm. I think you have to
I didn't know it was supposed to be spit, but I found out later.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to
do. Like, we don't want all your DNA.
Don't you have
just
to
the spit.
Don't you have to stick it in your bum? No?
I did. I didn't know.
TMI.
It told me I was French.
They did? Wait, what? I just missed something.
Best Buy is doing a thing where they're going to have Friday doorbusters starting at 8 a.m. If you don't feel like getting up and running out.
Right.
These are good. These are two things that they're leading with. One of them is a Sharp Roku TV. which is a good HD TV. It's 4K. It's got HDR for the really vibrant colors, all the rest of that. $249.99. That's $200 off in store only. You're not getting a cyber deal on this one. Mm. They've also got a Lenovo 15.5-inch laptop with an AMD A8 series chip. Huh. 4 gigabytes of memory, $199.99.
I call it a
not
Lenovo.
A bad laptop for a teenager. Mm. Might not be enough for a college kid, but depends on what they're studying. Yeah. So those are both really, really good deals Friday morning.
You know what else is good for a teenager? A hard slap on Thanksgiving.
I'm not going to argue with that. I think that is. I think that is.
I think that's the only thing we've all agreed on today.
And violence. And apparently husbands. Molly's pointing. Apparently, now, maybe
Molly's like, tomorrow Derek's going to be a teenager. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Here we have the Sonos Beam soundbar. Because you need a sound bar, right?
Is
if
that
you got
like
the HD TV? It makes all the
surround sound.
Makes more noise?
Yeah, it's kind of cool, actually.
That's fine. This one has Amazon Alexa built into it.
Oh, no thanks.
Huh. So now my sound bar is spying on me.
That's all right. Alexa's cool.
Is there any electronics I can buy that don't have built-in data gathering and surveillance?
There could be an Alexa in
Electra Razor.
Alexa, tell us a joke.
I would like to have something like that.
Don't ask that. She might reply this show.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing $20 off a PS Plus, PlayStation Plus, one-year membership. A couple places are doing that, but that's not bad.
I just caused all the Alexas of the radio listeners to go off. Yeah. Alexa, tell us a joke.
This is sick, and I'm going to tell anybody who has a child who has even a passing interest in Star Wars to go get this if they don't already have one.
You're going to tell this to my...
Sick. It was like disgusting.
You're
going
to tell it to my sister, aren't you?
The Sphero BB-8 app-enabled droid.
Yeah, it's cheap now.
$29.99.
That's great.
$70 off.
Wow. Awesome. Okay, well, so it was $200. When it first came out, it was $200.
So I own one of these. I've owned one of these since back in the day.
It's cool.
It is one of the coolest toys ever made.
What do? You sit on the couch and just run it around the house?
You can either let it run around the house on its own, or you can control it with your smartphone. There's an app that lets you pilot the thing by remote control.
Or you can step on it.
Or you can
trip over it.
Or you can plug it in, and you can watch Star Wars movies, and it will react to them.
Oh, no. Oh, that's cool.
That is
awesome.
It's really neat. Yeah.
It is an amazing, amazing toy, and at $29.99, go get one. If you know somebody who's always wanted one of these, if you know a kid that's into Star Wars.
If you get two, will they talk to each other?
Because
if you have the R2-D2, doesn't it talk to BB-8 too? Like, some of them will interact with each other.
I think R2 and BB-8 interact with each other, but two BB-8s won't. I don't know if it interacts with
they make a snowman.
With the black one.
Yeah.
But that is a great deal on that thing.
That is.
Wonder Woman for $4. You know, she's driving for Uber and Lyft.
If it's Linda Carter, yes.
Yeah. Appliances. It's stupid. I don't know why anybody's buying appliances on Black Friday. But if you're going to.
If you got a pickup truck.
All right.
Why do you say that?
Because it's just... I'm going to run out for Black Friday. I got a new washer and dryer.
Yeah,
said
but if
no
nice
one ever.
One, if you get a nice fridge or a washer
and
dryer.
Wouldn't you think that like, if you're in the market, like people are researching it leading up to now?
I'd love
maybe
a new fridge or a washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as somebody that needs a new oven stove thingy, I could see how it would happen.
And life.
So here's the deal.
I need a new life.
I need a new life and a stove.
Let's see. I think this is eligible for everything, right? Yeah, because... All right. So we got a Samsung washer and dryer combo, $650, right? So it's $250 off. You get a you get a free Samsung Roomba knockoff if you buy one of these, and that's a $500 value. So get your new washer and dryer. You get a free robot to go with it.
Wow,
that's not a bad deal. They're also, if you buy two or more appliances that cost more than $1,000, you get a free $100 gift card. And with everything on sale and the free $100 gift card, you also get the free vacuuming robot. Go to Best Buy and get yourself some appliances.
They're bringing the thanks back to Thanksgiving.
If you need them. This is something that I'm tempted to go jump all over. 50% off. The Nespresso Virtual line. That is the
Cadillac of the...
That's the big one? That's the one that makes the full-size cups of coffee,
cup,
as well as the espresso.
My dad has the other one that's very, that one right there, I think.
Yeah. I've got the,
what do you mean a full-size cup as opposed to what?
There's two sizes of Nespresso. There's the classic that makes espresso.
Yep, yep.
And then there's the Virtuo, which makes coffee and espresso.
I got you. Okay.
Uses a bigger pod. You also get a free milk foamer with this.
That's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal at all. So, you know, if you know somebody who wants that milk. Nespresso, I'll take it. JCPenney.
Still in business.
Rebates. Everything they've got is rebates.
Do you remember the catalog that used to come out every year? Like the Sears catalog. The Penny catalog used to have cool stuff in it.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. $4 fleece throws at JCPenney. I don't trust that. I don't think...
Fleece throw?
I think that should cost more than $4.
Yeah.
Right?
Fleece is so cheap.
It'll warm one leg.
$3 pillows.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love $3 pillows?
You know, you can at least chuck a lot of them around and you get $3 pillows, you know.
They're going to give you a rash, though.
Are they bed pillows?
Steve Martin has $3 pillows.
Yeah. They're bed
John
pillows.
Candy. Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine they're very good bed pillows, and it's a $3 pillow. I think
those aren't pillows.
I think it's filled with recycled polystyrene.
It's not my hand.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're having a slumber party.
$3 pillow, $4 rash.
If you're having a slumber party or you're a amateur stunt person.
You want to whip things.
Can never have enough $3 pillows around.
You know what I'd build with them? You know, like with the niece or the nephew, a fort. You get a bunch of $3 pillows. You can make like a $60 fort with those
We used
things.
To just take the pillows off the couch because it was like back when they had three pillows on the front and the back and you mm-hmm. could do that. And mm-hmm. now you got to have $3 pillows to do that.
We don't usually do jewelry, but gentlemen,
jewelry.
Guys.
I'm the one that told you about this. Hint, hint.
Guys, save 72%. $899.99. This is the 1 carat solitaire ring. That's right. Get engaged for less than $1,000, boys.
Wonderful.
You can spend the extra money on beer.
Or spend it on yourself for $899.
Beer.
Or put it away for your divorce attorney, which you're going to need later.
That's right. Yeah.
Go buy yourself a MacBook.
When she finds out you bought your ring on sale. Mm.
Now, one thing that JCPenney does have that you won't find in a lot of places.
Crack. Crack cocaine.
For $199.99, the Xbox One S 1 terabyte, that is the same one that everybody else has, but this one comes with Minecraft and a whole bunch of Minecraft cards so that you can download additional Minecraft stuff. Because it's not just enough to have Minecraft, you have to spend thousands of dollars on add-ons. So they give you some of the add-ons with it. So for kids who aren't into Call of Duty, this is the one that you want to get. Younger kids or kids who like Minecraft, the kids who get beaten up at school every day because they don't
is
play Call of Duty.
Is that M-I-N-E or is that like mine?
That's M-I-N-E. It's a fun game. It's a cool thing. $20 boots for her at JCPenney as well.
Pass.
Kohl's cash with everything. Everything. It's what Kohl's does every year is you get $15 in Kohl's cash. For every $50 spent, instead of $10 in Kohl's cash.
That's cool.
As far as deals, they don't have anything that everybody else doesn't have. It's all the same stuff everywhere.
What does that tell you?
You know. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter where you go unless you like the Kohl's cash.
Right.
I was surprised to discover the existence of this. These are $5
aliens.
Off. $20. Might as well be. This is the Maxwell House K-Cup.
Who is asking for that?
What do you mean, a Maxwell House K-Cup?
Maxwell House K-Cups.
But they must have been in the game for a long time. Dunkin' Donuts has a K-Cup.
Yeah, but Dunkin'...
That's true.
But the whole point of K-Cups...
But people want to drink Dunkin' Donuts.
Is
nobody
not
wants
to drink bad instant coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's true.
Why is Maxwell House in a K-Cup?
Are they instant coffee or that? I thought they were just like great, you know.
They're just the cheap
no,
coffee.
No, Maxwell House is instant coffee.
Oh, all right. I drink espresso. I don't know anything about it.
Maybe it's a higher quality like Maxwell House. I don't know, but...
I doubt it.
Anyway.
Margaret Hamilton was the voice of Maxwell House for years.
She was.
Who was the Wicked Witch of the West.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
you know, bad rap, that poor woman.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody hated her.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Inspiration.
Isn't that on to Maxwell House?
That's probably going to be on tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'll define fire up the...
That's always on around Thanksgiving.
I'll have to get the Pink Floyd CD out.
Yes.
Inspirational throw pillows. $2 for $9
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Women need to stop buying this stuff. Ladies, please.
Is it showing a small Spanish boy buying inspirational pillows?
No. Sayings on pillows or whatever.
No, it says things like wonder and live and
laugh. A small gay Spanish boy.
Enough.
In the ad.
You need to have pillows that say stop, enough.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
I want a pillow that says
more.
F you. F you.
I'm like, all right.
Nothing.
Novelty slippers?
Nope.
Nope. These, I guess, go along with the pajamas for the family. Mm-hmm. These are deer foams that say Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Little Bear.
What?
You're free to wear whatever gender you want in America today.
I'm almost okay with them because as long as it doesn't say something like queen or
queen. How about how about queen in training?
Yeah,
queen in training.
Yeah. No, Papa Bear, Mama
princess.
Bear, baby bear. They are going to
my other boy's a princess.
Here's a gift alert for everybody. Kohl's will have the Nintendo Super Nintendo Entertainment System Classic.
I guess I don't understand exactly what Kohl's is, because I thought they were primarily textiles and shoes, but now there's toys.
And mailers.
Now?
That's it.
Oh, my God.
The store doesn't exist.
There's just mailers.
They're going to have the SNES Classic that everybody went crazy trying to get last Christmas.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. It's awesome.
$80
Oh, you have it, Chris?
Yeah, it's cool.
They're going to have it. Mm-hmm. That's the big takeaway here. Kohl's is going to have it on Black Friday.
Yeah, but how many?
That would be in the stores.
Price?
It's $80 And it's like, but you get $15 in Kohl's cash buy it.
That's all right.
But just being able to buy one, because they're sold out everywhere.
It's definitely cooler than the Nintendo one that came out. Yeah. The only thing I don't like is I would have liked the original size. What is wrong with these things with like the smaller sizes
the
like we talked
one,
about?
Yeah.
You know?
They've also
make a
got
regular size.
The electric motorcycle for kids.
Good.
With some really puny training wheels on the back of it.
Awesome.
You know,
it comes with a gift certificate to the emergency room.
Yeah. Not only can your kid crash, just like fall over on the thing, which kids do on two-wheeled things anyway.
You can crash and hit yourself over the tires.
Now they can drive full speed into a wall.
Just put him inside the trampoline and let him just go in a circle. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know.
You know what is very cool? One of the coolest things I've ever seen was the Luke's Land Speeder from Toys R Us. That thing was amazing for kids.
Oh.
Ah. Hold up to 200 pounds. You could put two kids in there. Makes all the noises.
I could ride on it.
It was $500. They were selling them for $60 at the end. I bought two. They're in the cellar.
Now, Macy's. All right.
Here, we're hoarding the things that they
after the after
want
the parade tomorrow.
Hoarding land speeders.
After the parade tomorrow. Here's you can go to Macy's. You can get stuff for free. How does this sound?
Free sounds good.
Free.
You want a free crock pot? You got free crock pots.
Ooh. I didn't eat one of these.
You want some free Ralph Lauren logo pillows? You got free Ralph Lauren logo pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
You want some you want some free bath rugs? We got it. Free fashion watches? Done. Free gold toe slippers? You know it. Free thermal Heely doorbusters.
My favorite four-letter word.
Sure. Free tote bags. Free Mickey and Minnie plush.
How did you just get them free for showing up? What's that?
Free.
Oh, after mail and rebate.
Free cultured freshwater pearl stud earrings.
Ooh.
You stud.
Free.
You stud with your earrings.
Plus, diamond earrings for $30 with any purchase of $20 or $50
ooh,
or more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The smallest
you
diamond.
Stud.
Diamond earrings for $30. Now, there
could
must
use a good piercing.
There must be a catch with this, right? On all this free stuff at Macy's. After mail-in rebate.
Oh, please.
Now.
Free piercing through the mail?
We don't do rebates on this show, right?
Right.
Set it off the top.
Right.
I learned something because they have it in the fine print right here on the Macy's ad.
What's that?
In Connecticut and Rhode Island, you get the rebate at the register.
Oh, that's cool.
Ah.
Which means you show up
and you
say, give me the rebate. So if you drove down to Rhode Island, there's no waiting. Like, it's instant.
Rhode Island, you also get a handgun.
You get all this. You get all the stuff. I don't
know. And a meatball.
I don't know why they waste money on labor selling the stuff. They should just put boxes of it at the front door and let everybody come in and walk away with it, right?
But, I mean, like, then you just...
It's free.
It's for free.
Yeah, but they can't do it that way because it would be absolute zoo if people just came in and then everybody just started grabbing and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good news for you high school kids, maybe you college kids.
Good for you.
Cashmere is on sale.
Nice.
$40 to $50.
Every time I hear that, I want to hear Zeppelin.
Get I know, right?
Get her some cashmere, guys. She'll like it. Barnes and Noble. This is one that we don't usually hit.
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble.
You know me. I love
them. You love the Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
So, Barnes and Noble.
Get yourself a book, kid. Do some reading.
Got a couple of things going on.
I didn't know they were still open, too.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place.
Well, Noble is. Barnes closed.
Toys R Us, as we know, is gone.
Yes.
Right.
And Lego had prepared minifigure sets for Bricktober at Logo at Toys R Us.
Right.
That would have been free with purchase.
Mm. Where are they now? Barnes & Noble?
One of them is at Barnes & Noble. And this is the Harry Potter set, which is one that a lot of people will want to get their hands on.
Is that the one you got me?
So,
Ferriata?
No. So you spend $75 on Lego, you get a free Harry Potter minifigure 4-pack.
Nice.
Which kids will go nuts for that. Kids who are into Harry Potter, which are kids that hang around at Barnes & Noble, are going to be all over that. This one I am less excited about. Buy a copy of Fire and Blood. Get a free George R.R. Martin. Oh, no, no, no. Buy a copy of Fire and Blood. Get 50% off. It's not even free. 50% off. The Barnes & Noble exclusive George R.R. Martin Funko Pop.
Boo. George R.R. Martin should continue R.R. writing
because,
and stop talking and hanging out with models.
Because we're making those out of writers now.
Why don't you say how you really feel?
R.R. Wright.
Couple of things. Couple of things they do have, which are interesting. All Criterion Blu-rays. 50% off.
Nice.
If you know what it is, you know that is an amazing price.
I love Criterion movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, they have some really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. For the angsty millennial in your life, or anybody who's just perpetually sad and questioning, 40% off Moleskine notebooks.
Moleskine.
So,
love the Moleskine. I usually put it on my feet, but I'll write in it.
Those are good things you can get.
Are they organic moles? Free range?
No, those are organic
moles. Moleskine. Come of me with Moleskine. I have a wart.
They're DIY.
I have a blister on my foot. Yourself. Grab the Moleskine.
That just sounds so gross.
Now, I mentioned
the Moleskine, boy.
I mentioned that Best Buy was doing 50% off on the Nespresso stuff, which is a great deal. There's one that's a little bit better. And this is this is the best price you're going to get on this thing all season long. If you show up at Bed Bath & Beyond before noon, on Black Friday.
I work in the Beyond department.
You get a 20% off coupon, okay? You can then go get the Nespresso Virtuo Plus with the Arachino frother for $99.99.
I don't know what that
That's
is.
That's a good deal.
That is $150 off.
Okay? That is a good deal.
It's 119.
Who doesn't need a frother?
At Best Buy.
It's like being in the sea.
$99.99. Mm-hmm. I so want one of these things. $99.99.
We have one.
Yeah, but we don't have that one. And that's the one I want.
Oh, my God.
You got to get a new one. It's like in the cellar or it's upstairs
Derek,
in the attic.
We didn't
just
have
buy
to pay
another one.
For the last one.
It's on the other side of the kitchen and it's too far to walk.
I think we put it in the cabinet. Let's buy a new one.
Finally, and then we're going to take another quick break here.
Is that chicken?
No, that's not.
Chicken bread?
Chicken. Oh, my God.
That's not pillows.
That is totally chicken.
Oh, yes, that is chicken.
Oh, you got the kernel up.
Costco. This is why I got the card, kids.
The $5 chicken.
BJ's
card. Though.
$4 off chicken. No, a couple of offers here that I think are fantastic. $1 off 12-count artisan rolls. No limit.
Ooh.
How many rolls you need?
How many rolls
I'm
would you
on a
like?
Roll, kid.
That's you get 12 in a package, and you can
also I feel like a dollar. That's it.
You can tell they're artisan because they're
dollar
square.
Mm.
That's what makes them artisan.
Cost me $120 just to renew my membership the other day.
No,
Nazis.
This is limited.
Nazis at Costco.
Limited to one person per package.
Oh, God forbid anybody buys more than a dollar off.
Limit one per family on this one, kids.
One per family.
Idiots. I can understand it if they were a dollar a piece, but limit it with a dollar off. You're not doing anybody any favors.
$8 off. off whole boneless pork loin.
How's your whole boneless pork loin, kid?
This is what I love about the Costco ad, because they have a picture of the pork loin.
That looks like filet to me.
A good picture of pork loin.
underneath the price,
it's
they
my
say
favorite loin.
Plate and garnish not included.
Listen, you get to put all of that on there these days because people automatically assume.
It's so
you're
stupid.
Just getting the
really
pork
stupid.
Loin. Plate and garnish.
I came in here
not
for a pork
included.
Loin.
How much
not
if I
BS.
Just want the plate and the garnish, though?
Yeah. Folks, isn't that really what's wrong with America today?
Everything.
Plate and garnish
everything.
Not included. Mm. Does Donald Trump know this is
where
happening?
Come?
At least
because
you can still get some batteries.
This is not making America great.
Give me
again.
Someone stole my battery.
NSL batteries.
It is WMFO Medford on the towel. Mikey D will be coming your way at 9 o'clock tonight. Before then, we still have a few killer Black Friday deals to get through. We'll be back in just a minute here on...
And a few kills.
Here on Hear It Wow. So a few more gift suggestions in here. Movies not satisfying people. How about small home electronics? How about music?
Nice.
Lots of great gifts in this next section.
Savings are really brewing this week at Kmart. Pour yourself some great savings this week with a 10-cup coffee maker from Kmart. Sale priced at just $16.97. This automatic drip coffee maker has a dual filter system for fine flavor and makes 2 to 10 cups of coffee in minutes. The sale ends this Saturday, so you better hurry to Kmart and save.
Kmart is the city. CKLW.
Like my car stereo, Janet?
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Brad.
I know. You see that star up there, Janet?
Uh-huh.
Well, that star reminds me of your left dimple.
Oh, Brad.
And that supernova there?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the fire in my heart. Oh, Janet.
Brad! What's happening to your tape?
What? No, you don't! Not this time, you carnivorous little sucker! Give it back!
Feed me more tape! Me still hungry!
Brad, I think it's alive!
Feed me! We need oxide to live!
I'm so frightened!
If your favorite tapes are getting eaten alive, get a Pioneer Car Stereo with ATSC, Automatic Tape Slack Canceller. It automatically tightens the tape and keeps it from being eaten.
Janet, hide the tapes! I can't control it! Janet!
Janet?
Pioneer, the only car stereo with ATSC, because tapes should be heard and not eaten.
Edgar Allan Poe created tales of mystery and imagination in the 19th century. And now, 100 years later, the 20th Century Records has breathed a pulsing beat of life into the body of his work. The Alan Parsons Project, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, is a record album that will live in your memory forever.
You should have seen him lying alone in helpless silence in the night. You should have seen him. You would have seen his eye reflecting in the light.
Great Thanksgiving dinners begin with a beautiful turkey from Safeway. In this week's newspaper ad, you'll see a tremendous selection of tender, delicious turkeys at extraordinarily low prices. Riverside Tom turkeys are just 59 cents a pound, and Fresh Armor Golden Star Butter basted turkeys are only 69 cents a pound. There's more. Safeway has Manor House Natural Hens or Toms, Foster Farms Natural Turkeys, even boneless and smoked turkeys, capons, and ducklings. You'll find everything else you need for your table at Safeway at very special prices. Large Zutana avocados are 5 for only a dollar. Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese, 8-ounce size, is only 69 cents. And that versatile dessert topping, Bird's Eye Cool Whip, is only 69 cents for the 8-ounce size. And Safeway has a variety of wines, cheeses, nuts, and flowers. All those festive touches that make a Thanksgiving dinner a special event. You'll find them all at Safeway.
Safeway! Everything you want from a store and a little bit more.
Bay Area. Safeway and Coastal Safeway stores only.
What a rough week at work. I can't believe we got to travel 100 miles to your parents for Thanksgiving. I'm bushed.
We've got to be there no later than 4 o'clock. Dinner's at 5:30 and the whole family's going to be there. Are you okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm all right. We'll stop for coffee if I get too sleepy.
Don't turn the Thanksgiving holiday into a tragedy. Being drowsy behind the wheel can lead to inattentive driving, or you could fall asleep and cause a crash, resulting in loss of life or serious injury for you, your family, or someone else who is simply sharing the road. If you're too sleepy, it may be too late.
What are you doing? You almost got us killed! Pull over! I'll drive.
Thanksgiving should be a happy time. Don't mess it up by driving drowsy. Be well rested and stay alert. Don't be among the New Jersey residents who die each year by falling asleep at the wheel. This message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Happy Thanksgiving, Ian. We are getting through the final of the Black Friday deals. Everything that you need to rush out in a buying frenzy and buy tomorrow. I mentioned the best deal on a game console. Everybody has the $299 PlayStation or the $199 PS4 Slim with Spider-Man. Everybody has the Xbox Slim deals with either Minecraft or Battlefield. Everybody has the $299 Nintendo Switch with Mario Kart 8 packed into it. Only GameStop is going to give you an additional $50 GameStop gift card if you buy one of these.
Sweet.
So that's an extra $50 off if you go to GameStop. $50 gift card with any new game console purchase. Absolutely worth it. Home Depot used to boycott the whole like Black Friday ad reveal. Oh, not anymore. No, this year they're in. And while supplies last, this is the exclusive.
Who's calling this?
Some wood.
This is their exclusive.
It's music in the background.
8.5-foot standing deer with jingle collar. Yes, it's illuminated. And it is only $89.
What is it, a jingle collar?
That's $100 off. It's a giant illuminated deer for your front yard.
$100?
$89.
You can have a real deer.
$89.
With Lyme disease and ticks.
You know how good this deal is? Limit 3 per customer.
Hello, deer.
Oh, and while you're there, you can get the laser show for the side of your house for $17.
Yeah, who wants that?
Goddamn old. Yeah, I'll play that clip later. Not tonight. Old Navy.
Old gravy.
Yeah, Old Navy. Dollar socks. That's what they got. Dollar socks.
You can put it with those dollar other things that they had earlier.
Dollar gloves.
Dollar gloves.
Dollar socks.
And you could have just gloves and socks for Thanksgiving.
The whole
Walk
store,
around nude.
The whole store is 50% off if you go in person. You can get that online today. Petco. They don't say when they open. I don't know when they open. But if you are a Petco reward member, and it's free to join, by the way, free pet antlers with any purchase.
Is there PetSmart on there anywhere?
No, just Petco.
Because I have a thing for PetSmart.
Free pet antlers.
What do you have for?
Because the holidays.
That's where I take the cat.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
The holidays aren't complete without
a drunk uncle
tormenting your pets.
That's right.
They aren't complete. Simply as that. They're never complete.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's.
Oh, here we go.
They're now
Bring
combined
on the
into
ammo.
One.
There you ain't a pro until you're Bass Pro.
There is no every year they used to give away a free gun. It was a free gun on Black Friday. No more free gun deal.
Now it's a haddock.
The free gun deal is over.
It's a trout.
Just terrible.
It's a fresh trout.
They've got their $10 fleece
one
deal,
per family,
which they make a big deal out of.
They're going to make up with a free largemouth Billy Bass left over from 10 years ago.
422 caliber rifle rounds for $25. That's a lot of stopping power, kids.
You could shoot a bird with that.
$400.
Small price to pay to kill something.
Just throw a handful of bullets at the turkey. You'll get it.
Just hope it'll hit.
I like this. This is a 12-inch thermal mug. You can put hot or cold beverages in this. It's got the 12-inch thermal mug. It's got the Gadsden flag on it.
Sweet.
For those who don't know, that's the flag that says "Don't tread on me."
Oh yeah.
We used to sell those where I used to work. Yeah.
So,
can you still even own something like that?
Where did you work?
Like
you
can, in 2018.
You could be the hit of your next Proud Boys meeting.
You could be a hit.
It was originally a Revolutionary War thing.
You could be the hit of your next Proud Boys meeting, showing up with this coffee mug. So keep that in mind.
What is a Proud Boys meeting?
They're a terrorist group.
That's a fun one. That's a fun mug to walk into the kitchen in the office.
I don't get out much anymore.
I know, me neither.
I can't figure this stuff out.
Cabela's, for my, if you're going to buy inflatable crap
that
for your yard.
That sounds delicious. Cabela's?
If you're going to buy Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's, they're all one now. If you're going to buy inflatable crap for your yard, please go buy it here. Because they have the best stuff.
I'm going to hit you in the Cabela's.
Does that look like somebody took a picture of the flyer? Is that on somebody's blog? Is that?
Yeah, these are scans.
Is that what Cabela's is putting out? No, they're going out of business.
This is leaked information. We're not even supposed to have this.
You hit me right between the Cabela's.
Okay, so here's what you got this year. We have got
your local in the Cabela.
We got a reindeer in a powerboat pulling Santa on water skis.
A powerboat.
That's $60. Yeah, he's driving a little powerboat
right out of the North Pole.
Santa's
that's
behind
crazy.
Him on his water skis.
Listen,
that's kind of cool looking.
California needs their ornaments too.
This thing's 14 feet long too, so it covers a lot of lawn.
I'm listening.
I like this one a little bit better.
What if your lawn is not 14 feet long, though?
Well, then you don't buy that, is what I'm saying. You put it on the roof of your house, which is what my neighbor does.
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
Yeah, actually, I know there's a guy on the Cape that puts... But he doesn't have reindeer on his Santa's display that he puts on his roof. There's tuna fish because he's a tuna charter boatman.
That's $60, by the way, for like 14 feet of inflatable lawn goodness. I mean, that's a nice deal.
That's one way to look at it.
For $60,
yes,
this is a 7-foot tall inflatable deer stand. Santa is looking out of one window on the deer stand.
Oh my God!
And the other window has snowman with a shotgun. Mm-hmm. That's going to turn some heads in your yard. And if that isn't quite enough, we have, for $100, this is an inflatable trailer with Merry Christmas written on it. You got Santa waving on one side, and on the other side, snowman with a shotgun.
You can set it up next to the five cars in your front
lawn.
Here
is my theory.
That you're totally going to remodel.
My theory is Thanksgiving has become the annoying redheaded stepchild of Christmas.
Mm.
So that's my theory.
Pay attention to me.
We have no gun giveaway this year, but on Saturday and Sunday, if you are one of the first 300 people in line at Cabela's, you could win some stuff. Ooh. Everybody who shows up, because it's 2017.
Some deer meat.
Gets a fidget spinner.
Oh, boy.
Everybody gets a fidget spinner.
Wasn't that from like 3 years ago?
That's the last ditch to keep them out of the
fidget spinner. Lentils.
Fidget spinners.
What else are they giving away?
So there's no
fidget
guns.
Spinner.
We're not giving away any guns. However.
A sitting spinner.
They are giving away the Buck Bantam pocket knife. That's a pretty. That's a nice piece of hardware. You can do some maiming for that with that.
Maybe
they're giving away knife and tool sharpeners.
Well, that's good.
What else have we got? We've got
$1 knife.
I feel like anything on that list is going to be trash, except maybe those hats at the bottom.
No, the spinning reel.
Sharpen my incisors.
The Abu Garcia spinning reel that they're giving away. The Abu Ghraib fishing line.
Oh, they're giving that away? Wheel.
They're giving that away. That's probably the best prize here is the spinning reel.
A spinning wheel? Like
spinning
an old
reel.
Spinning reel.
Oh, fishing. This is a desirable fishing reel.
I was pitching like my great-grandmother spinning some yarn.
Wait, are they giving away a Yeti? What's that?
A 60-plus can cooler with a built-in metal bottle opener. Okay. That's something that people want. They're giving away the Yeti Lookout bucket with lid.
Oh.
They're giving away...
Will you pee when you're waiting in a tree for an animal to come along and kill?
They're giving away...
It keeps your pee warm.
A pee jug?
Because aren't the Yeti mugs are like insulated on? They're like coveted for that. So
yes.
I don't understand the bucket.
They're giving away North Face backpacks.
Furry mug.
They're probably, what do you call it?
So the North Face back pass, are they like on the back too? Is that the thing with North Face?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, you've got to know who made it. Otherwise, there's no point in owning it.
I hate that.
And then they got some other stuff in here. Field sharpeners, baseball hats, knit hats for winter.
Pencils.
But the big one here is going to be the buck knife.
Deer piss.
You can get a buck knife if you show up.
Everybody gets a free jar of deer piss.
Nobody wants the free jar.
Well, I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do when you go hunting so that they don't smell you? Right.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we
maybe I didn't say it as coofily as I could. But.
We have 60 seconds to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and say what we're thankful for. Daniela.
I'm thankful you brought in snacks because I was hungry.
You always get the good snacks. Winston Kidd.
I'm thankful I was here. And get to see all you guys, because I haven't seen you enough this year.
Yeah, we missed you like crazy this year. So hopefully we see you a little bit more often. Chris Earle.
Once again, alcohol, and this year, penicillin.
Yeah, I'm thankful that you got me thrown off the air tonight is what I'm thankful
for. I did not.
Molly, my dear
Try as you might.
I see you're trying to get favor back.
I said nothing controversial about you all night long tonight.
No, I'm just... Honestly, I'm thankful for my family, you know, my health, my job, all that good stuff. My cat, even though he's a brat, but I'm thankful for him.
Yes.
And I am thankful that in one of the worst retail years on record, we do still have some stores.